kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do.
Welcome back to Building the Bach, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bach and Energy, we talk with Harold Hamm, CEO of Continental Resources, Tommy News, CEO of Oasis Petroleum, and Jim Volker, CEO of Whiting Petroleum. These interviews are brought to you by Montana Rig Mat, the original rig mat company of Montana. Better mats, better prices. Contact Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. That's www.mtrigmat.com. That's the original rig mat company of Montana, Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. And now back to our Bakken Energy interviews, featuring Harold Hamm, Tommy News, and Jim Volker.
Well, we were one of the first companies, I think, that put pressure on Keystone to take Bakken oil. They weren't maybe familiar with the potential that was here. So we worked with the states and with Keystone to convince them of the resource, and they came around and was going to add 350,000 barrel capacity on with an on-ramp here. You know, that would have helped had it been permitted. I think with the delay, it's been one of the reasons that driven rail to the extent that it is, everybody depended on that being built. So it stopped a lot of viable projects, pipeline projects, that would have been taking oil today. So it stopped progress on those by just being in that limbo state. So it's been a bad situation in that regard. And you know, we'll have to see how that plays out.
James?
Oh, Harold, you had predicted double the production. When do you see that happening?
Well, there's been some predictions out there. You know, we made predictions and other people, and we were looking at a number by 2020, I believe that number was out there. Bentech out of Denver and others, I think it was similar, all depend on rig count. You know, it was shown here today, Oasis and others, and ours, Whiting. You know, the cycle times have improved, so we don't need quite as many rigs as we did early on and in those predictions. But, you know, everybody's got a little hedge a little bit on what that number will be. We reached out there and in our prediction when we, in 2010, I believe it was, and they stated it's going to be 2 million barrels, and we hadn't changed on ours.
Amy?
Wondering if one of you or all could comment on the issue of illegal dumping in North Dakota and what your companies are doing to vet contractors or to prevent that from happening.
As far as
illegal dumping of filter
sites. Illegal dumping of water. Well, we're encouraging, first of all, the use of just contractors we trust. You know, that's always been the number one thing. Work with people that are good people that we trust, and not to do that. You know, there's also GPS technology that tracking available, and we're moving in that direction. We're going to know where they're at, what they're doing, how many hours they're spending, and so that's the future of that. So that crackdown is happening.
You know, people have been talking recently about the degassing of crude before it gets loaded on tank cars. How do you see that coming about, and when, and have any of you begun doing that or thinking of doing that?
Yeah, you know, what I would say is that, you know, there's a group that was presented this week on crude oil and out of the Bakken, and kind of getting it out there that it's, you know, it's not any different than what gets produced in a number of other places in the United States. And so I think there, but that being said, I think there will be processes that'll take place where, you know, whether it's testing or, you know, by the industry pipes, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more testing going forward than there has been in the past, just to make sure that we understand it, and then processes on the railroad. So I think what the whole thing points to is just process improvement and understanding across the whole chain what's being moved.
I think as far as a lot of people don't understand the, you know, the process in field. But we have equipment out there. The first vessel that goes through separates natural gas from the oil. And it happens, you know, what we call natural gas separator. Pretty simple. And that separates the two, the liquid phase and the gas phase. And then the oil flows to a heater preheater that, you know, heats it up to a certain level. So additional gas comes off of that, and it's sold or then generated one or the other. So it, there's some of that that's just naturally done on location. Anything further than that changes the characterization of the oil and modifies it. So it's a different product refinement. And then you still have whatever you take out of it. How are you gonna rail that? So it, you know, it's a complex situation. So we're doing what is done naturally with oil anywhere here in the Bakken. So anything further than that, I don't see it up there.
Legislators in North Dakota are very conservative when it comes to the revenues that come in from oil production and how they budget things, namely because they're always concerned about that price per barrel. What do you feel are maybe the biggest threats to bring the price of oil down?
I'm up here a lot. He's asking to take a shot at it. You know, you have to consider what's going on in the world. That's the biggest thing. You know, we kind of get locked in on a smaller scale here in the U.S. And I just came back from Platts, an international conference, had everybody from everywhere there talking about what's going on in Africa, China, India, all over the world. And you see a growth, we don't realize it, demand growth. Ours is pretty static here in the U.S. We're cutting down consumption on cars and trucks and fuel usage, but rest of the world, that's not happening. And we're seeing a steady growth of over 1.5 million barrels a day, 1.5 to 2. And right now it looks like about 1.75 million barrels a day growth in the world. And so that's what we're involved in, is supplying that, the world's market. And so do I see the price of oil plummeting? A lot of people have had concerns, you know, about price oil. We all do. Said here earlier, we're planning way ahead, 2-3 years, and spend a lot of money out there. So it concerns us a lot. But you can't hedge out there because there's not any real buyers out there past about a couple of years. So the price drops off. But that doesn't mean that the price won't be good going forward. So I feel confident in the price of oil being, you know, in range where it is for the future.
So I'll take a shot too. Got back from Argentina not long ago. Argentina and all of their nationalized stations down there runs out of gasoline about noon every day. And still go to Shell. She'll go to Exxon and buy some gas. So the worldwide demand that we talk about is a demand that is being, in some cases, limited by the supply that's available to that particular market. And at least we're a strong believer that whereas we see, a couple of percentage as of growth in demand annually currently, it could be much higher than that. There's huge pent-up demand. I got up 6 a.m. one morning, walked out to the biggest traffic circle in Buenos Aires, and every one of those small sedans had five people in it. And so when I talked to the locals, they all wanted to buy a car. In Buenos Aires, you're limited on the number of vehicles you can own within the city. They all wanted to have, if they couldn't have a car, a motorcycle. So there's huge pent-up demand in the world and the developing countries, and it's fortunate, I would say, that as the world grows, the demand for our product will grow. And again, I think those of us in this business who are very concerned, just as, say, you are, about the land, the air, and the water, as well as the oil and gas resource, we're going to take good care of making sure that when we deliver that energy, it's done in a responsible manner.
And that was Jim Volker, the CEO of Whiting Petroleum. To listen to the full-length interview with Volker, Harold Hamm, or Tommy News, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. Once again, this Bakken Energy feature was brought to you by Montana Rig Mat, the original rig mat company of Montana. Better mats, better prices. Visit them online at www.mtrigmat.com.
Sit on a million, sit on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can.